Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from St. John, the second chapter. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you've kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I don't think it comes as much of a surprise, especially for those who serve as church workers, as pastors, musicians, especially, that probably one of the most stressful events to prepare for is a wedding. Because with a wedding, there are usually unrealistic expectations that everything will go according to plan. Everything's going to go perfectly, right? But as we all know, we don't live in a perfect world. And so the bride and groom in our account today from St. John's Gospel learned this perfectly well when they run out of wine at their own wedding. The bridegroom is no doubt chastised by his new wife. "Didn't you tell me you took care of this?" Maybe conflict ensues. And Mary, knowing this and seeing this, she knows who can fix this problem. She has faith that the baby that she has raised, cared for, nursed, her son that she knows is also true God, he is the one that can fix this mess. Nothing is impossible with him. And so Mary goes to Jesus and says, "They have no wine." And here in this phrase, we see the relationship between Mary and Jesus shift. No longer is Jesus and his human nature reliant upon Mary, but Mary is reliant upon him. And then in his response, it seems that Jesus is harsh with her. There really is no toning this down. The Greek makes all this clear. Jesus says, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." In other words, what Jesus is saying is, "I have not come for this. I have not come to fix the lack of planning of a groom and a bride. I have come for the salvation of the world. I have come to die humanity's death and give eternal life." Yet even in a seemingly harsh rebuke of Mary, look at her faith. Mary says to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary has no idea what Jesus will tell the servants. For all Mary knows, Jesus may simply say, "No, the people have drunk enough. I'm not doing anything." Yet Mary has faith that whatever Jesus tells them will be for good. She knows that Jesus is abounding in mercy and compassion. She knows that Jesus loves weddings. He loves joy. And whatever comes from his mouth to those servants will be for good, whether or not what he says seems unpleasant to our sinful ears. And so this morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to hold fast to Christ just like Mary. Bring your needs before him, all of them. Needs of healing, needs of comfort in times of mourning, and yes, even needs as trivial as running out of wine at a wedding. Expect good things from your Heavenly Father, no matter what your circumstances may be, no matter how harsh God may seem. Trust that God is on your side no matter what. Trust that God will always answer your prayers, always for your good, just as he promised to do for you in his word. But the thing is, as sinful human beings, we know quite well that temptation is always close at hand. So we don't always trust in God as we should. We think we know what will bring us joy and happiness more than God himself does. We ignore God as if he did not matter, and as if we mattered the most. We look at those six water jugs with doubt rather than with faith. What good can come from this? Six isn't even that right biblical number of completion of seven. It's one short. What can we expect from that? There we are in our own sinful lives. Our own desires end up failing us. We've looked for joy in all the wrong places. We are one jug short, and there seems to be no hope anywhere. We've dropped the ball and have fallen short of what the law expects of us. So there doesn't seem to be any wine or any joy left. So what we need is hope, salvation. What we need is a Savior. And it's here that Christ, the true bridegroom, enters in and joins us to himself. Jesus doesn't get caught up in numbers. He doesn't care that there's only six purification jars when we expect there to be seven. It does not matter how grievous your sin has been. No, how dire your hopeless situation may seem. Christ works in spite of these things. Nothing is impossible with him. This same Christ who turns water into wine turns wine into his own precious blood shed for you. Christ is truly moved to act because of our needs. Needs not only of daily bread, but needs to be forgiven. Needs of hope, of life, and salvation. And so Christ comes. He bears your sins upon himself and dies in your place on the cross. And it is there in Christ's atoning death and the hour for which he has come that truly we find joy, hope, and peace. And we know Christ loves miracles. In his glorious resurrection from the dead, he conquers death, sin, Satan himself. Every time you come to the divine service, Christ works a miracle again through his word and through his sacraments. As your sins are forgiven in him, as you receive his true body and his true blood in, with, and under the bread and wine for your forgiveness. Therefore, fellow heirs of eternal life, take comfort today, because Christ is your true bridegroom, and you are his true bride, and in this marriage, your every need is provided for. The wine, indeed the feast itself, will never run out. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.